And we're out.
We don't know if this will record, though. Patrick just found a screw on the ground. He doesn't know if this is
We don't know where it came from.
It might be part of the recording. We might have to hammer this in somewhere during the recording process to make sure this gets out there.
I think it's got to go somewhere.
I thought that was part of your mandible.
Just into the monitor, I think we just drive it in there. It might work.
Could throw it.
But yeah, we are without Chris today.
He's the engineer.
Guy's an island boy.
/ funny man.
Yes. Yep. Engineer.
We're all serious. This is going to be a very serious podcast. That's just right. Soccer. No jokes.
No jokes.
I'll do my Liverpool corner in a Chris accent.
Oh, yes. You've been studying Liverpool. And Chris's accent.
Mostly Chris's accent. Which is just essentially the way I talk. But yeah, should be a good one.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, you can edit the song to come in faster,
no,
right?
No, the song's coming in right now.
You can just edit that song in to come in a little quicker.
Party time. Welcome to the Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. I'm Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Hey, what's up? We've already mangled the cork. Things are going badly.
Don't say we.
That was
that
you.
Was you.
The electric corkscrew. It failed me.
Evan tried to use the electric corkscrew. I think only Chris knows how to use it.
Only Chris has the power to wield the electric corkscrew.
Fuck.
I'm anti-electric corkscrew. I've said that from the beginning, and this is one of the reasons why, but...
They have electric pouring machines that you just put into a bottle and it becomes like a keg.
I saw that video of it.
Kegged your wine.
Yeah.
And I think your in-law loves the electric wine thing, but he's like straight up Italian. He is just more tech bro than Italian. I don't understand what's going on there, but
I don't know.
Well, he doesn't listen, but
it aerates your wine at the same time.
Okay. That's right. Useful. Yeah. It aerates the wine, but I think
decanter is much cooler.
I think it's just classy to be pouring the wine. I like these old school things that are being removed from us every day.
It's
kind
of tacky.
Every day we move further and further away from God, you know? And I don't want to get into this before Ash Wednesday, but...
God created technology, though.
Ooh, good point.
Yep.
All right, we got to get to the football.
To the footy. Well, I don't know. Other stuff happened. Happy Chinese New Year. It's the year of the dragon.
That's my year. If in case anyone was wondering,
I'm a
dragon. So,
You're the rat, aren't you?
No, I'm a monkey.
You're a monkey. Okay, I'm the rooster.
Rooster?
I love how they made like 10 trash animals and like one good one. Well, everyone would want to be the dragon if they could choose.
Is dragon animal or mythical creature?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Tigers are pretty cool. There's some okay ones.
Tiger would be good, yeah.
The ox.
They all have like some sort of meaning.
True. Yeah, watch Jackie Chan Adventures. They all have magical powers.
It's true.
Right on.
It was a great show. In the Saudi League, an appearance from The Undertaker at some cup. I don't know what the cup was.
That was awesome. I don't even know what this cup was.
No.
But I think they made this up. It's Riyadh season. They flew him out, I think. Just like, hey, come here. Be the Undertaker. Lift up this trophy.
Bring your getup. Bring the whole suit.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's part of
you
it.
You gotta bring that. We
can't just come
that.
Being Mark Calloway or whatever your name is. Like, we don't want that guy.
Yeah. Don't bring your brother.
Oh, Kane should have made an appearance.
He's in politics now.
They can't burn everything first year. You know what I mean? Next year. But also...
Oh my God, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin's music! And then they start fighting in the middle of the Al Nassr Stadium.
No, you can't have any alcohol in Riyadh.
Oh.
So.
It's sodas.
Yeah. Evan tweeted this, and it's so perfect. It is exactly what our podcast is about. Yeah. These two things coming together.
Merge it.
We've made those jokes a million times, and they're doing it in real life for real, for thousands and thousands of fans, and I mean this is insane.
And hey, what's the MLS doing? MLS is sleeping on all these stars right in their backyard.
MLS has to be a little more serious. They can go crazy, of course.
Saudi's flying these guys out.
Saudi should just go stupid. Yeah,
They should go stupid on this.
They should go stupid. They should do more of this shit. Yeah,
absolutely.
I love Ronaldo's just like us. He's watching this and he cuts to him. He's just laughing.
Do you think Ronaldo knows the Undertaker? He had no idea what's going on.
I'm sure he must have heard. The Undertaker's probably one of the most famous wrestlers. I'm sure he's heard of it.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way they're in two separate circles, especially he's going to all these like fights in Riyadh.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, he'd be like, okay, I met this guy. They might even shake hands, but Undertaker, he doesn't know. But
Conor McGregor doesn't hold weight to the Undertaker.
There's also Undertaker memes too, where he's in the coffin and he jumps out or whatever.
Do you think Cristiano, though, is ever in his life holding up a phone and just flicking up?
Do you think he's flicking?
Do you think he's flicking reels up or otherwise? Reels? Yeah.
I'm sure he has. He has Instagram, obviously.
I think he has on.
He has the most.
I think he has on someone else's phone. I think he has on someone else's phone, and then he says, "Nah, it's a mirror than though. Put me, you know what I mean." He's like, ah, "I'm not doing this." But
or does he have someone that he pays to do Instagram for him?
100%. The only person who doesn't have someone that they pay is George St. Pierre. Because if you ever see this guy's Instagram, it's like, oh, it's just him. You know it's him. Because today we were just upstairs. He posted something about the history of a T-Rex. And I was like, what is this guy?
He's right, though. It keeps changing.
Yep.
So they're saying it has feathers.
It has feathers. Also, they think that the hands weren't in front, but they were in the back, like wings.
That can't be true.
But this is like what a 5-year-old...
You don't know how to put the bones together?
Well, yeah, it's just they're finding random bones and they're putting it together. You don't even know if that's T-Rex bones you're putting there.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure that out and then, like, go to the ROM and then they have, like, the whole T-Rex there and then it says, these are the real bones and these are the fake ones. And you're like, oh, you have a rib and you made a bunch of plastic bones around that?
Yeah, there's one bone they have.
Yeah.
And they made the rest. I think all the bones are in New York or something.
The closest, this is just a factoid that a guy knows, the one they have the most full, the closest, is in the Field Museum in Chicago. That's the most complete T-Rex they have.
I think we went by there.
Yeah.
Oh. They got that big bean there in the city.
They do.
I saw the bean. It's very reflective. You can see yourself in the bean.
They do have a big bean. They also have their Chicago.
Are they Beantown or is that somewhere else?
They must be Beantown, but they also have...
No, Beantown's in Boston.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, all our Boston fans are like, come on, guys.
you know Beantown.
But Chicago does have the fire. Bastian Schweinsteiger came first man to realize these people don't know anything about soccer.
Yep.
Why?
I want to segue it, though, back to Miami because we were talking. They had the battle. Saudi wanted to recreate the Messi-Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah.
And neither played. No. And then they did a tour.
No, I think Messi came on at the end.
Messi came on as a sub. Then they came on, they went to China, and the Chinese, this is on PTI, this made American news.
Yeah.
The Chinese started chanting, we want a refund, we want a refund, and they were pretty pissed. They were upset. Those tickets must have been pricey, though, especially like they have a lot of wealth in China and stuff. They have 2 billion people, only priced 60,000 in the stadium. You can imagine how much the demand for this, right? And he doesn't play.
He's coming back from an injury. He's not really ready to play.
You got to advertise that. That's very close to false advertising.
But
I
also,
think he must have been a little fit. Like, he could have done, like, 10 minutes and just make the people happy and, like, just not try.
But also, it's a sporting event and it's a friendly. It's like, why are your hopes so high for a fucking friendly match? Like,
I think they would have been happy with 45 minutes. I think Daniel, our Korean friend, he always tells me, when they go to those places, they sign contracts. Like, he's got to play half an hour or something.
Yeah,
or like
so
45
if it wasn't
minutes.
Contractually obligated, or maybe it was because he was injured. I don't know.
There must be a loophole in the contract if he's injured.
Messi's always finding those loopholes.
Yeah.
Well, Al Nassr slapped into Miami like fucking 4-1 or something. It was gross. It was like the first 20
minutes.
Yeah,
they're much better.
Yeah.
On the demands of Ronaldo. He said, go out there and do it for me, guys. Yep. Come on.
He was in the crowd. I think he was smiling. In the crowd. Mm-hmm. Laporte scored that crazy goal from like half.
Yeah. Like behind half. Way, way back. That was bonkers. Al Hilal does beat Al Nassr in the Undertaker Cup, though. 2-0. They win the Cup of the Dam. George Azuz there. Getting the better of them. I saw today that Santos want to try to re-sign Neymar. But I think they got to come up. I think they're in the second division right now.
They're in the second division. I think that's a good move for Neymar. I think Santos should probably come to the first division before they do that. But hopefully they can bounce right back after this season. and go back to the first.
They'll probably be fine.
Classic I think Neymar should. I think Neymar would enhance that league a lot. Not that I care how that league does, but
Saudi or Brazil?
Saudi, and I think that.
So you want him to play a full season in Saudi?
Well, I
think he owes it to them at this point.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still kind of like, you know, you got paid a shit. If it was like normal amounts of money, I'd be like, whatever, but they're paying exorbitant amounts. So
yeah,
but they have it at the same time. And also, what do I care who people get paid, right? So
recover from this injury, play out Al Hilal season or whatever. But the Santos comeback has to happen, I think.
I think in a funnier frame of mind, rather than like, why am I turning on my business helmet? I want to see Jorge Jesus and Neymar together at the same time. How could he use this weapon? You know what I mean? That's what I really want to see.
The best of the best.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. Saudi, still going.
And that's why you're the host, brother. Yep. Saudi, they're still going. Yes, sir.
Saudi, still going.
We were watching a Russell Peters special last night. And during one of the segues, he just did that. Do it again, Patrick. Like, what else? What else?
What else?
It was like,
what else I got?
Why wouldn't he cut that? He could cut that. He's like the editor. He has final cut, I'm sure. No, his but
stand-up comedians, they need the what else.
They need what the, else? Like, what else? What else?
That's his segue.
What else? What else? What else?
Brutal.
You guys hear about this?
Yeah, exactly.
Blue cards. They want to do 10-minute penalties.
No, come on.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard.
Very dumb.
This is in the Saudi League?
No, everywhere.
Like, oh, come
FIFA
on.
Was going to... Just try it out or something, right?
Yeah, this sounds horrendous.
A U.S. This is American stuff.
Mm-hmm. Put them in the penalty box.
Yeah.
And then you want to see time wasting? It's going to be time wasting when it's fucking... There's no attacking football for 10 minutes because someone's trying to keep possession while they have a man down.
Yeah, this could be used for evil. And Porto would use it for evil, I think.
There's like
blue cards? That's what they put it in for.
Fuck you.
But they have such like a simple, perfect game. And then the Americans come in and like, all right, how do we make this more exciting? Because obviously we don't like it. It's too simple and too good. And there's not enough commercials. And let me tell you something. I was going to segue to their sports because I was in an airport during the football game. And I enjoy football. I'm just going to say that. But there was like an airport Chili's and they had the TVs there. Ah. And with my girlfriend on a trip. But I'm also going to the washroom, as you do before a flight. I'm like, you know, and looking at the little stores.
Before a flight and after Chili's.
And after Chili's.
What'd you order at the Chili's?
Getting something to eat, blah, blah, blah. I'm always passing by these TVs, and we pass by other separate restaurants. And let me tell you, every time I looked at the TV, nothing was happening. Yeah. Like, I was just looking, and it's Patrick Mahomes on the bench. It's someone else standing around. It's the never did I see a play. I was just... It always happened to be not watching a play. And
I think I got to about halftime working at a restaurant, and it was not a busy day because we don't thrive in sports. And I don't remember the first half of the game of what happened at all.
Right.
And there were moments I was like, oh, let me check in with what's happening. I was like, oh, it's on commercial.
It was a low-scoring game.
It all happens in the second half, and that's fine.
Yeah. It did have an exciting ending. I'll give it that.
It did. It did. But, you know, if they want to turn it into that, I don't know. Like, ugh. I mean, we have a perfect game. We love our perfect game. Don't touch our perfect game, please. And to every fan out there, don't let them. Yeah. If they do that, come on.
Yeah.
But also just like...
And the Kansas City Chiefs are world champions.
World champions of football.
Wow.
I know. They said that at the end of the game, and I was like, who are you kidding? There's one country that plays this sport.
Well, Canada plays it.
But it does...
Germany plays it.
It does enhance it. Even growing up in wrestling, they said, I'm the world champion.
Well, there's people wrestling in Japan. Well,
wrestling's fake, man. They just make words up.
Right. And NFL is almost just as fake. And they say, we're also the world champions. But... I'm just trying to say that that world definitely adds a little punch to it. So I kind of understand why they say it, but it's so unnecessary. They can't just say they're champions. They can't just say we're NFL champions. They are NFL champions, but
might as well say champions of the universe.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
But I think like comparing that to like basketball, like the NBA champions shouldn't say that. They should have a Club World Cup, same as soccer.
Mm.
And, you know, the Miami Heat
I think they,
or whoever
but
wins,
they would dust Real Madrid and Barcelona.
They probably would, but they don't have the rights to say world champion until they do that.
And it would help Barcelona and Real Madrid get better if they played NBA teams.
You're giving Adam Silver, like, free ideas. These are, like, this is free money ideas because they're already copied.
Well, they did a League Cup, yeah.
They copied us with it. They copied us. They copied football with an in-season tournament, a League Cup. So, yeah. hey, they might be working on that next, and that would be very great.
That'd be amazing. Oh, yeah. People underrate European basketball so much.
They just did the FIBA World Cup in like in the past summer, and Germany won.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. A guy on our Raptors, Schroeder, not in Raptors anymore. He just got traded.
Yep, he was part of that.
Like the captain. He was the point guard,
and he's a world champion now.
Yeah, he's the actual world champion. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Why are we talking about basketball? Isn't this a soccer?
Today we're just, but in case you didn't know,
we're
guys,
fucking around for
today
the beginning.
We're just kind of fucking around. I think for the whole
apparently United, the Americans are back. They want to play with body cams or the idea of it and augmented reality.
Okay.
I mean, they have to be like the size of a dime. You can't have like the ones the cops have that are giant.
Yeah,
they're not aerodynamic at all.
And then towards
United come on the field, just so you know, my body cam is on.
Towards the end, it's not going well. Bruno Fernandes just turns it off. He's like, why'd you turn off your body cam? It's like, he's not supposed to turn it off.
He's about to beat the shit out of Moipe.
They go into the tunnel. They turn off the cams.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a brawl.
That's too good. But
I don't know. This felt like it was trending on Twitter. It's just like a wow, everyone troll this.
Okay.
Damn, it's real.
Clearly, the Glazers are, I don't know who's in charge there now. Not the Glazers. New group,
yeah,
right?
There's another guy.
New guy. He's played FIFA, and his favorite mode is that be the player mode, right? So no one else's favorite mode is be a pro. Everyone likes the other modes, but he loves
no,
that.
No, people like playing where like...
People play 11 on 11.
Yeah. You got like 10 other friends, and everyone's one player. That's pretty fun, actually.
Who the fuck can find 20 people to play a video game with? That's crazy.
Well, you just need 11. You just need... without the goalie, you just need 9. But yes,
I guess
9
maybe
high.
No one's the goalie.
And they send you some guys, and they might have computers for some. But I'm saying no. I know that's a popular mode, and that is a good mode that people love. That you got to play your position, kind of, and do the right thing and pass.
Work as a team. It's fun. Like you're almost actually playing.
Like it's almost like SOCOM that's how old I am. SOCOM, but like Call of Duty or something,
no,
right?
It's a good call. Yeah.
You're working as a team. But I'm saying this guy must love the be a player mode. He's like you know that one?
Yeah.
Because that was
the guy with computer.
That's what the body cam would look like.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Indeed.
Indeedy.
What else? AFCON and AsiaCon finals happened. Jordan versus Qatar. And a week ago I thought it was gonna be Korea and Japan 100%, and that didn't happen.
I think when the Asian Cup starts, everyone's like, the final's going to be Korea to Japan. And then you get these weird upsets.
Yeah. Morita eventually scored a goal. He did the Gyökeres mask.
Cool. And then they lost.
It was all for nothing. But yeah, Jordan with a huge upset. I mean, Qatar won it last run, but it's not that surprising that they beat Iran, but it happens.
And then, yeah. Korea was just barely making it by every game. They were doing late goals. They went to penalties.
Yeah.
And then they just get beat by the Jordan team.
Who are these guys?
Yeah.
You thought it reminded you a little bit of Euro 2016 vibes.
It did, because they weren't winning games. They were going to extra time and going to penalties, just like in Portugal in 2016.
They drew all the group stage, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then they also have the best player in the tournament, much like we had in Euro 2016, right?
Some
number
kind
seven.
Of reminds you of Ronaldo for Korea.
But then it turned out to be more like the version where we got dropped by Morocco. So,
yeah,
you know, these things happen.
It was a little, it was a lot more like that, yeah.
Yep, but Qatar wins it at home. They get another good use out of that stadium. They get to celebrate something. A very different team than... whoever showed up to the World Cup they did.
Well, obviously it's rigged. it's in Qatar, and Qatar won it. Second in a row, which is weird. And
three
crazy.
Penalties in the finals. I didn't watch it. I don't know what happened, but three penalties.
All three of their goals were penalties?
All three goals were penalties.
Weird.
Yeah.
I saw the guy, he has kind of like afro hair, and he did
a magic trick. Trading card or something.
Cool.
And then in Africa, Cote d'Ivoire won the whole fucking thing somehow.
Crazy.
They finished third in their group. They botched everything. They fired a coach.
Maybe this is more like Portugal. They finished third in the group.
Yeah. Imagine we fired Fernando Santos and still won.
But that is weird. They fired their coach. They're like, we're done.
That's got to be the first time ever that that's happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. to bounce back. I mean, the players must have hated him, because usually it's like you fire the coach. It's like, damn, this is crazy. Then you're jubilant. You're like happy. You're like, oh, thank God.
The best manager bounce back ever.
Yeah.
You want to talk about bounce back? Holler. He had ball cancer like a year ago. Now he scored the winner in the fucking tournament.
Well, let me tell you something. I got a mustache right now, man. And these mustaches for men's health have really come a long way. Prostate cancer, testicular cancer. They
mental health.
You just and our mental health. They just mm-hmm. People just bounce right back from those.
People
ones.
Don't from realize that we have it the hardest. And the mustaches really keep me going, guys.
Yeah,
mustache by itself will save you. You throw that on your face, you shave everything around it. You're in just a better mood.
Yeah,
yeah. For me, you guys got to keep doing the mustaches.
Bring it back soon enough.
Yeah, man. Do it for Holler, too. I thought it would have been cool to see Nigeria win it. They're a cool team, but they really fell flat in the final, it seems like.
And they've always had classic jerseys.
Their jersey game is impeccable.
Oh, always immaculate.
Impeccable.
And they it's unpeckable, too. Sorry. You cannot peck them. You cannot peck these jerseys. If you try to, they are unpeckable. That's what my brother just said.
And they have Zaidu.
And fucking Awobi's been like starting this whole tournament in like center midfield, which is cool. Classic Arsenal player. Everton. He's on Fulham right now.
Center mid? I thought it was a winger.
I thought so too.
He's changed his ways.
Hey, happened to Figo too. The best wingers, they become center attacking mids once they lose that speed. So
yeah, he probably doesn't have the speed like he used to.
Doesn't have the speed like he used to.
And what song was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was making it up. All right. Talking Tasa, Porto and Santa Clara. Game gets put off. Waterlogged again. The Azores. They can't figure out that shit. They can't build a drainage system.
They get so much rain. Is it maybe is it this time of year? Is it rain season?
I thought hurricane season was over.
It's got to be rainy season. We got winter. Winter's in Portugal right now.
Yeah. I think that field already is like not that great. But then you put like that torrential rain on it, and then you get the puddles. It's horrible. And you get the ref. He has to test it with the ball.
You build tunnels.
Drainage. Yes. The ball, where you roll it into the puddle, you see how far it goes. I don't know how you fail the test. How far does it have to go to fail? It stops immediately.
The science on this is like, it's so far advanced.
I like how like he's so serious about it. He's like, this is the test, guys. Everyone stand back.
Let me drop this into a puddle.
Also, how does he decide where to do the test?
He does it once. He picks it back up. He has to do it again like in the other direction.
Wait, I got to kick it and see how it goes.
Oh, then he does the kick, yeah.
Right.
No, we can't do this, guys. Not today.
This one puddle is too bad.
This is crazy.
Does he just pick the worst? Yeah, like, is it like, couldn't.
How fun. Does,
what if they. If there's just like one in the corner, do they just draw the line around that puddle and be like, okay, we can still play? You know what I mean?
Play
like,
around the puddle.
Play around the puddle like you used to do in like schoolyard, right? You're like, that's out of bounds, obviously. And then we just play.
Draw new lines?
Draw new lines. That's right.
I would love to do that, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, that got put off. But yeah, it's been rainy season all the time. Even today, Benfica, that fucking insane Guimarães defender, like, went plowing into Florentino.
Yeah, you wanted to slide into that puddle. Dude. You thought it was a slip inside? Slide?
Thought it was a slip inside.
That was yesterday, that was a bizarre play. You would think maybe he thought he would stop before, or maybe he thought he would slide right through him. But
I think, like, for the underdog team, like Santa Clara and Guimarães, maybe not so much underdog. Mm-hmm. You want to get down and dirty. You want to get in that puddle. Mm-hmm. Bring the game into the puddle. I think Guimarães was doing that a little bit, jumping ahead. But
yeah,
Guimarães wanted to play in those puddles areas. Don't give them the good grass.
Ah, very nice. Yeah.
Take advantage of the weather.
Like we always say, like the conditions, obviously both teams have to play in the same conditions, but as always, it lowers the level and the skill gap.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're lowering the skill gap.
It comes down to luck too, because like sometimes a player who's a great passer, he just passes it to the easy pass to this guy over here, but then there's a puddle, it just stops. Mm-hmm. And then someone can just grab it in between.
Yeah.
And go on maybe a breakaway or something.
You're truly like bringing it down to like who wants this more. And it's like, well, Benfica's like, well, I don't want to get hurt out here. Like, we have a whole season left to play. Yeah. We're trying to play for big things. I'm not saying this is how they thought, but, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah. And they're more like skill-based. It's like, we know what we're doing. We know how to pass and everything. Whereas, like, Guimarães can be like, we're just rough and gruff, and we'll just try harder and go after the ball.
They're more Silva-based. They just work all the different Silvas in
that
team.
They do Silva stuff, yeah.
But yeah, flashback, Benfica in the Taça, they beat Vizela 2-1. Arthur Cabral, João Mário. They get two goals, and then Vizela's Petrov knocks one in.
Patrick has some notes on this, and I'm just going to sort of talk about Benfica as a whole, but I was away this weekend. I didn't see any of the games, but Patrick looks like he's got some notes over there.
Don't call up my notes, first of all. we can get into it.
Okay, so let's start with the lineups. Carrera started this one, right?
Carrera started, yes.
And I think he's kind of like we talked about this before personally, but he's kind of like slow incorporating these new guys into the team. And I think a lot of fans are impatient, but so far it's worked for Schmidt. I think, judging by the game on the weekend, maybe it hasn't. Maybe we want them to be brought along a little faster, but he's definitely playing it like this. Like, he's not going to be like just fully integrated on playing Carrera's 90 minutes. You know what I mean?
I think Patrick? His timeline's not too crazy because what was it, like 2 weeks ago he joined the team?
Yeah.
So he has to train. He has to adapt. Maybe, I don't know. He doesn't like his fitness or something, or his chemistry.
Learn the system. Learn the language. Find some friends at the lunch tables.
That's right.
But I think we were so in dire need of this type of player, this left back, that I think he goes right into the team and he's just already better than Muratu. Like, you can see, I think he had a good game.
Yeah, but he doesn't know the league as well.
He does so much better stuff than Muratu, like,
it was
obviously going forward.
It was a good game to bring him in. The week before, maybe not, but this week was a good week to bring him in. Vizela in the cup. Vizela's struggling, and we're in the Taça. But we definitely want to win this Taça. Like, I think every Benfica show right now is like, because, you know, I mean, look, I'm not going to say we're scared, but Sporting's strong.
Yeah.
And we, judging by the first half of the year, did great against the big teams, not so good against the small teams. And we're in the Meios Finals of the Taça. We're going full flung into that, right?
I mean, you have to. I think the whole rest of our season, it's beat Sporting. That is what will decide it.
Yeah.
Because we have to beat them in the league, and we have to beat them twice for this toss.
You guys have to play them like 12 times next month, right?
Which is great. I think that's beautiful. Like, we have
12.
It's great, I think. It's always like Porto every year. It's like, I love this new opponent. You know what I mean? And not new opponent. Obviously, that's going to make me sound very, very dim to like the Benfiquistas.
New challenger as approach.
Well, yeah, it is kind of like that.
Yeah, I guess. Instead of the Benfica just taking it as like I'm stupid, take it as a diss to the Sportingistas because you guys have not been around for a very long time.
No, they don't challenge us that much.
No.
It's usually Porto. Yeah, you're right.
It has been nice that everything is kind of leveling out. And I saw something about like how since they've brought in VAR and checking things that like even Braga's runs since 2018, I think they've won a couple of the odd tosses in there. And it's like since they brought in VAR, like Braga has been able to win. And it's just like, it's literally just been manipulation of referees for fucking 50 years.
Well, I hope that's not the truth, but
you know it is.
But we're slowly bringing on, back to the lineup, we're slowly bringing on Carreras. I think based off performance and form, Schmidt loves Arsenis, and he wants Arsenis to be in the team no matter what.
He can put Arsenis in,
so I think he's going to move him into that midfield, it really looks like. But I'm saying, and we can jump ahead to the Guimarães game, I'm saying João Mário's got to be the guy who's dropped, and I don't know when that's going to happen.
I don't know, but he did score in this game.
He should be playing the cup games, I'll give him that. He should be a starter for cup games for sure. But when it comes to...
For this game, I thought, start João Mário.
Yeah,
and then the next game, he won't play, but no, he does play. I thought Morata wouldn't play the next game, but he did play.
That's what I was trying to say about that bringing along of Carreras, because I'm like, okay, now Carreras is just going to be in the team. Now he's going to be... And sorry, pardon me if I'm saying his name the Portuguese way, whatever, Carreras or I don't know.
What's his first name?
Alvaro
Sanchez or something. Let's call him. Sorry. But the left back, right? The kid, the mute.
Carreras, whatever. It doesn't matter how you say it.
I want him bombing up and down there and Morato done. And then that side looks just as dangerous as the other. And then you know what I would do? Put Rafa on that side instead of in the middle. And he goes for a false nine with Rafa, which, I mean, that's tough. Even on on a waterlogged pitch, I saw that lineup and I texted you from New Orleans. I said, I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, no, it didn't work.
And he wants Arsenis on there. Kokshu, I don't know where he fits in on this. But Neves, I think, has got to play for the rest of the year. Thankfully, we got Ba back. And then either Leonardo or Artur leading the line. I like that he trusts Artur more and then Leonardo coming off the bench.
Well, yeah. I got to say.
But why can't Rafa start on the wings?
We love Artur now, don't we, folks?
Don't we all, folks?
Ballon d'Or 2029.
Ballon d'Or winner.
Isn't everything kind of smoothed over now with Artur? It only took half a year.
It's crazy. Well, sometimes it takes time to adapt. People take longer.
It took signing one more striker to like really fucking light a fire under his ass.
Once Leonardo came, he's like, "Oh, I'm scared. I got to score."
But it's also
my job is to score.
It's also crazy how like it was only half a year, but in a year where you're expecting to win,
and he's supposed to be our marquee striker scoring,
yeah.
But people wanted like right away, go. You're our Jonas guy now.
Yeah.
You want to call him
insanely proclaimed.
Way too early to call him Jonas. He hadn't even scored at the time.
But you know what's interesting about the way people are and the way human behavior is?
Please go ahead.
Is that you look across town and you look what they did, right? And so, of course, the pressure is going to be on Artur Cabral. So it's not only the internal pressure of the Musa, but it's the Gyökeres pressure as well.
Do you want to know something about these two guys?
Yeah.
Cabral, Gyökeres, same age.
And?
Ooh.
Different hairlines.
And same weight?
Weight? He's not as fat as he looks, I think, but
let me tell you something.
They have their weight in different places.
Okay, I'll tell you this. I was watching Gyökeres one of the matches.
Mm-hmm.
He lifted up his shirt to wipe his brow. The man's ripped under there. So
is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's not thick. He's like thick in terms of like just
he's muscular, yeah.
This guy's yoked.
He's a fucking rhino.
Yeah. And he plays like it too, as he should.
Yeah.
How else would he play?
He's an unstoppable force.
So our cock, he steps on this man's foot.
Yeah. In a sloppy pitch.
I was gonna say, do you think that happened because of the slop fest that's going on? The sloppy tackles.
Yeah, maybe
sloppy tackles on Florentino.
Look, I'm a cock hater, but I'm not gonna be mad about that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the guy, it's just like.
I mean,
I wasn't super pissed about it when it happened. I was like, fuck.
Thiago Silva was celebrating that penalty, and you couldn't even see him through the cameras because it was so rainy.
But, good penalty, because
in
that slop fest, you got to hit it high. You can't get it on the ground because you don't know how it's going to roll.
And a great performance from Truba in that game, too. He stopped Jota Silva a couple times. He had a late breakaway that he stopped him on that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I expected more from Jota in that moment. I was hoping for more, but hey.
Again, Trubin kept us in this game. Like, he made some great saves. Jota, masterclass. The guy played amazing. Probably man of the match.
Dude, he's so good.
But then to finish Patrick's point about the penalty, I mean, Trubin's playing that amazing. You do have to roof it. And then I think, as Patrick was about to say, you have to plant your foot securely in that mud to make that lift, to make that blast, to get that velocity. So I think
he was very concentrated. He wanted to do all those things right.
I'd almost be like, that's a... In most situations, I'd be like, that's a good penalty to give up. You know? That's a hard penalty to score, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good penalty to give up.
Oh, yeah? Because you think it's going to be hard for him?
Yeah. But he managed to bury it. And it's always just like a kind of a more fun thing because we love the fun aspect of football. When the wet ball hits the wet net and it has that it's a very cool look.
Swoosh.
Yeah.
Di Maria with both assists this game. Travella into Rafa. Rafa... I don't know if that was a shot or just a mangled control of it.
I think he just tried to get something on it,
get
it towards the net.
And it worked.
Thankfully, it trickled in, didn't hit a puddle.
Yeah, and then, didn't trickle and didn't hit a puddle.
For this, like, field, don't you think the strategy is, like, get the ball to Di Maria? He's going to put in a very nice cross, very nice ball into our striker, who should be Cabral from the beginning, and then finish it. That's that's like probably the strategy, right?
Yeah, I'm always pro Schmidt. Did Artur come on? He came on at halftime. Okay,
it was halftime. So, yeah, no, he realized his mistake.
He
did it at halftime.
He adjusted his
mistake. I think Florentino's good to put on at half, too.
I don't know if someone told him, like, the ball has to go through the air. There's no point of having Rafa as striker because this ball needs to go through the air. We're not moving the ball if it's not like that. So.
And then, yeah, Florentino comes on. And then this guy, Berekovic, he got paid. Who paid him? Who paid this man?
You think that was a pay?
Dude, that's an insane tackle in the middle of fucking nowhere. He's in the middle of the field. Why are you tackling that hard to win a ball as a center?
He wanted to do a slip and slide.
That was a moment of madness, yeah. And sometimes when you do see those moment of madness, especially when you're up in a game, you're like, wait a minute. What is going on? Did someone get to this guy at halftime?
Yeah.
He talked to him?
Alvaro Pacheco. What a fucking run.
I don't
know.
I hope that didn't happen.
Yeah, he was fired up.
Yeah.
He's a great coach.
At the end of the day, hey, they still took points, and I'm happy for that.
I think like when we were down 2-1, I'm like, all right, Artur Cabral, let's tie this thing. Let's get the fuck out of this sloppy field.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that point. It's a huge point because we need that point. It keeps us only 3 points away from Sporting if they win their game in hand. So if not, we would have been maybe 4 points.
And also the other clubs going to Guimarães, that's a tough place to play.
It's always a tough place to play, but on top of this field. Do you think normal field, great grass, you think we would have won this easily? Or maybe they would have given us more problems?
Yeah.
Because they were playing great.
Yeah. They were prepared. They were on us. We probably got a little shell-shocked, maybe.
Guimarães will give you nothing, but take from you everything. Moving on to Porto?
Yeah.
Let's do it. disaster there. Much like this podcast.
Without the tech man, we're really...
We need our engineer, Chris.
We
need him in that corner rolling his eyes, being like, what are these guys talking about?
Benfica for 40 minutes, Jesus.
Yeah, we probably just talked about Porto for a good 20 minutes and...
It all got cut, but we're jumping right back in.
No, we didn't cut. We didn't lose anything.
No, this is...
This is your...
Yeah,
we're doing this for the first time.
Why are we giving people an inside look into what they never knew happened?
There's no backstage. You gotta pay Patreon to hear the backstage.
That's right.
But yeah, shambles for Porto. They lose 3-2 to Arouca, man.
I will say, the year of the dragon is not starting out well for Porto.
No, it's not.
Well, for the
it's
dragon...
It's supposed to be their year.
Well, it's my dragon. Oh, Porto is the year is dragon.
You're the dragon.
Yeah,
I forgot what.
Well, I guess
asking.
It's only just starting now, so maybe next season they'll start out very well.
I was so ready to like be like, Chinese New Year, you're the dragon. Porto's gonna come back, and then it's just been like draw against Rio Ave, rain out in Santa Clara, lost to Arouca, and I'm like, fuck, this is going bad. Mm-hmm. We don't got that luck.
You know, and we talked about Sergio Conceição. Is it the makeup of the team who built the team? Let's just be honest. Porto's not used to being third place. They're just not.
Nah, it's new. It's different.
They're fighting for the title. It's them or us, usually. And then Sporting jumps in every once in a while. That's at least my recent history that I've been a part of.
True.
For this Portuguese league.
No, yeah. Porto's always first or second.
So is it this makeup of the team? Is it Sergio Conceição being checked out, as we mentioned earlier? Is he kind of like checked out? Or is it this election stuff that's got everyone distracted?
I think it's all the back of house stuff with the Pinto da Costa and all of his thugs and whatnot. Because like just nothing's going right. And then on top of that, you throw in injuries. Pep's injured on and off. Marcano's out for the season.
I don't know how distracted the players are from election stuff and all that
stuff. It trickles down, man. Everything gets the vibe. Things get thrown out of...
It can disrupt the whole vibe of the whole building, down to the janitor.
The kit man.
The receptionist.
Yeah.
When you walk into the training facility.
Yeah. I think vibes are key. The vibes... hopefully should be immaculate. Results bring about vibes though as well. So
yeah.
it's a two double-edged sword. Coming into the season, did you think Marcano and Pep at 41 years old or however many years old he is would be the solution? Marcano as well?
No.
And
then him getting
then
injured
behind,
even ruined that.
And then behind guys who aren't tested. You didn't have a young and an old. You didn't do young and old. You did young, you did old and old. And then you threw in a young guy who wasn't tested, and then some days you had two Youngs, and
it's just not good.
No, well, you're doing Cardozo and Pep.
Yeah, that's our only options right now.
Yeah, Pep got the handball in this game.
Yep,
that was a big mistake. The Spaniards were cooking. They're doing the Spanish Armada.
The Spanish Armada from Nino.
They were like doing great passes, like fucking Barcelona out there. Finished off with a diving header from Mojica. That was a beautiful goal for the first one. That was like the first minute, right?
The 45 seconds.
45 seconds in.
Bro.
Cooking you.
And then I was like, there was hope.
They were making a paella, a Porto paella?
They were making a paella of Porto.
Damn, bitch. I'll tell you what. Nino is cooking as well. Let's give it up to Nino. You know, SpongeBob did a whole like Super Bowl thing. I'd love to hear Nino on the Super Bowl too. He would come up with some crazy things. He's doing.
You're calling Nino SpongeBob?
No, I'm calling him a perfect commentator, just like SpongeBob was for the Super Bowl.
He is
just incredible, and he's doing a Game of Thrones rewatch, and you can see it in every word he says. It's incredible.
Yeah, he cooks for sure. Yeah.
I wonder if he'll get up to like the last season of Game of Thrones and be like, no, it's not too bad. It's not good anymore. I take it all back. Or maybe he's doing a first watch. That would be even more incredible.
Well, House of the Dragon's coming back.
Oh, I see. He doesn't.
That's good.
You do a rewatch before the new thing comes back. I do that as well. It's very good.
Are we going to get Hot D this summer?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be coming out later.
That's
in the
exciting.
Year.
You call it. You, what do you call D. it? Hot D.
Hot D.
H-O-T-D. Right on.
That's awful. That's nasty, dude.
I love how Aruko is like attacking so much. They're taking it to them. Like they're not scared. They're attacking.
We're saying like a lot of little teams are kind of doing. We love.
They're not doing the anti-jogo. They're like we can take it to these guys.
I love when a smaller team does that. Yeah. And also Daniel Souza, new manager. They got the new manager bounce, but also like he's got these guys bought in. And I think when you love your manager, and I think all these teams sort of towards the bottom half of the table are all talent wise, they've got to be pretty even. Like. Other than when Santa Clara had one star, they had a clear star, and then they sold that guy. Yes, you're gonna have a drop off, but also half of that drop off is mental of like, oh, these guys aren't trying to win. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've bought into this system, and then you have Carlos Jr. And then they say, guess what? We got rid of Carlos Jr. And then you're like, what the fuck are we doing here? Right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Talent-wise, this team, like the first half of the season, everyone was like, what the fuck's going on? Because they have a great team. They were great last year. They were fifth last year. This season, they got this goalie, De Aruba Arena.
They had him last year.
Great goalie. No, last season, they had him. He was amazing. This season, he hasn't been doing that well. They got Jason. They got Cristo. They got Mojica. And now they're cooking with this new coach.
Yeah.
A bit of a run here. The first half of the season, they weren't doing that great.
First coach, as Michael Irvin said, like, they didn't know the recipes, you know? You got to have the nice recipes passed down generation to generation. The other guy who had him, he didn't know it. Now they're cooking. Yeah. Now they're cooking. They got the good cook, the good chef in there. And also, I'll say this about that Jason goal. That was incredible. What he did to Porto. Oof. I wish every team could do that to Porto. That was incredible. What he did there.
He's got it in him. Yeah, man. He can do that.
And you were saying, you know, much like, I don't know if everyone knows this. I'm sure they don't, but Evan had pretty long hair. And it was nice. It was flowy.
He was tying it back. It was very close to mine.
And he was tying it back and everything. And then he showed up today and it was cut into kind of like a crew cut, but still nice. Sorry, I'm going on and on. I just love hair.
Yeah, I can tell you're hard. You're jerking.
I'm bricked up.
You're jerking underneath the table.
I don't know if this is gonna
hands on the table.
But you were saying Diogo Costa has fucked up his he is going long and it's not working.
Yeah, he's growing his hair out. But also in other hair news, Ruben Neves.
He's going back to his Porto days. That's what he looked like at Porto, right?
You're right. I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his roots, yeah.
Very interesting.
That definitely helped in my decision of like, oh, should I cut my hair? I've been thinking about it for a couple weeks. I saw Ruben Neves. I was like, man.
No way.
If he can do it, I can do it.
You're trying to be like Ruben Neves?
Would you say Ruben Neves is your favorite player?
No, I wouldn't say that. He's not that exciting.
Oh, really?
But is he your favorite Porto player?
You know what I'll say? if we were doing an SAT test, and this is good for all the Americans, you're Evans Ruben Nebs is to me what Andre Gomes is.
Yeah.
A guy who came from your academy and who went to England and was like, but you still follow and you're like, I really hope he does well.
Best for him.
I really hope he does well.
Didn't want to see Al Hilal, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Ruben Nebs have a better Premier League career than Andre Gomes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, post-injury, yeah. Pre? It was pretty kind of close.
All right. Well, we're still going. We got to talk about Sporting, guys. We got to make some room for Sporting here.
Who cares?
They crushed Leiria 3-0 in the Tasa. Gyökeres scores twice, Pote once, and then they just keep the fucking good times going. They smack Braga 5-0. Goals from everybody. Everybody scored.
I'm going to use a French term here that I learned this weekend. I don't know if people don't know this or whatever.
Sacre bleu. Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu? Oh, my God. Or, like, I don't even know what that means.
I don't remember.
In New Orleans, I went down there for Mardi Gras. They say, laissez le bon temps rouler. And that means, let the good times roll, brother. Now, I added the brother, but...
this I added the brother, brother.
But this is what Sporty is going through right now. It's a beautiful time for them. And
first goal, though, it was like a bad pass from the Braga defenders.
Yeah.
And then it was cut off. So they're just fucking themselves from the start.
Yeah. He thought Trincao was still on that team.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And then he refused to celebrate. He was like, no.
No celebration.
Came up at this team.
It's cool, though. There's not many players that came from the Braga youth teams and stuff.
That are still in that jumped up to the big three.
Well, Rafa just made it. He went to Barca. He went to Wolves. Yeah.
Would Rafa celebrate against Braga?
I think at this point, Rafa sells.
I don't think he really does. I don't know if he does a sorry, both hands up.
Sorry. Yeah.
I guess at this point he doesn't care.
I think there's three modes. There's the I'm going the heck off because I hate this team, or whatever the situation may be, meaning. Adebayor, I'm thinking of Arsenal, right? I think there's the I'm sorry, that's recent transfer. And then I think there's the ambivalent just standing, walking, pat your compatriots on the back.
Yeah, just do a little high five thing.
I'm not going to go off. I'm not going to make it crazy, but it's been enough time has passed. I can celebrate a little.
But it's also
Rafa's not a huge celebrator in general. Yeah.
That is true.
But it's like you score the first goal in a huge game. Like, it's a hard moment.
Yeah.
Second goal comes from Eduardo Quaresma, how does he end up in the box?
Love this kid.
Holy shit.
He just does a give and go, but he keeps going and goes all the way to the box and ends up to him.
Yeah, man. He pops it in.
Oh, you're like a Chris Berman home run derby guy. He's giving and going, go.
Back. Gyökeres scores as he always does. Trincao with a beautiful setup on that. And Braganza and Nuno Santos cap it off 5-0. And it's the third time in five games they beat them 5-0, which seems insane.
They always do it. At home, I think they always do it.
It's crazy.
It's
how does Braga let that happen?
Braga is a conundrum, man. Sometimes they step up, sometimes they step down.
They step up against us. Yeah. No problem. That's easy for them. Well, they love it.
We've had a hard time against them, yeah. They love it, yeah. Everyone loves beating us. It's the biggest moment of their entire lives.
But Braga...
If they beat Porto, it's whatever. I actually kind of don't want to do this.
They feel bad.
So what? Arouca just went home today and they're like, oh, man.
They felt bad doing it, yeah. Because they all kind of want Porto to do well.
But for Braga...
Not the Spaniards.
We're just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm going off.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
The Spaniards don't care.
For Braga, it was kind of misleading, the score. We were talking about this. We were watching it. And they had a chance at 2-1. Or 2-0. 2-0.
Yeah. Jallo.
It was an open net for Jallo, and he missed the net. And
it wasn't
then...
open, but it was he mishit it in such a way that if you were just a little bit sharper, you would have at least hit the net, and it was a great scoring opportunity, and then it's a 2-1 game.
Yeah, you're right. It could have been a totally different game. It could have been 5-1.
And if he hit that net, it's a totally different game. It's 2-1. What happens is Sporting goes back down. They score. It's 3-0. And then I think shoulders drop. And then that's how you get a 5-0. And it didn't have to be 5-0. It shouldn't have been 5-0. Should have been probably like 2-0, 3-1. But
no, you guys are right. I'm joking. But yeah, like once the goal gets up, the goal line gets up more, people just put their heads down. It's like, we're done.
Yeah,
we let's lost. Just get 2-1 is very different. Yeah,
and also the time the goal came, it was perfect. It was like 69th minute, 70th minute. It's like, let's just, this is 20 more minutes. I'm broken. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tired. I've been fighting them.
Boy,
for,
we can't get back in this. Yeah,
if it's 2-0 at 44, they're like, okay, let, you know, we got time. We can make this happen. Yeah. We can fight them, but not at that time. The way I see it, obviously as a Benfiquista, I was hopeful that Braga could do some damage in this game. It didn't happen. Braga's season is kind of like, already got your League Cup, right? You got your Taça, so that feels nice.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a very successful season already, yeah.
Yeah, you got something to hang your hat on. Coming in, I think they're still in Europa, if I'm not mistaken.
But it's like, do the guys start falling asleep after that, after the Cup?
There might be a little bit of drop-off, but as I noticed this weekend in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, you do get a second wind.
Okay.
You know? So there is going to be a pickup, and I think they're going to say, okay, we just lost to Sporting 5-0. That's not what we're about. That's not our team. I see them winning the next game.
Hey, Braga and Guimarães are 5 points off of Porto. And
I see them winning the next game.
We think Guimarães is more likely to catch up to Porto?
I think on form right now, yes, but I don't think on... I mean, actually, strength of squad, Guimarães got a team. Guimarães does have a team.
They're more solid. Braga, I don't know.
And they're playing well, and this Jota guy's playing out of his mind.
What if the second half of the season, Nelson Oliveira comes to life?
And they got Nelson Oliveira.
Right?
With Braga in their squad, I feel like that back line of Paulo Oliveira, I think, is fucking trash. Font is just too old, and this Victor Gomez guy is giving away easy balls.
Yep.
Those guys got to figure their shit out because, I don't know, that back line ain't working. They got to play Carabag and then...
Down in Azerbaijan. I think Ferenc is going to be tough.
It's not a terrible run.
Bovista, they got the Bosnic.
Strella, Rio Ave, and Gil Vicente. They're all very winnable. They're going to take points off you for sure.
Yeah, that's always a game I'm scared of. I guess Sporting is not scared of Braga. They kill him 5-0. Me, Braga is always killing us.
Kind of messy week in Portugal. Carlos Carvajal fired from Olympiacos. He brought in all those pork chops and nothing's happening.
That makes, I don't know.
Funny.
It is.
It's weird. They're like, okay, who do you want, Carlos Carvajal? He's like, I want my Braga guys, Carmo. I want all these Portuguese guys that I know. Andre Horta, too, from Braga. And they bring them all in for him, and they say, your ass is out of here.
We just wanted all your friends that you could sign.
But then Olympic, I was like, okay, we got your guys, though. We want those guys. Because he pulled them.
Do you think that's what's happened? Or do you think those guys are kind of like stuck there? Like,
now they're not going to get played?
Yeah. Like, I mean, this happened to Andre Horta in America. Remember, he went over there, and he was like, what the hell am I doing over here?
Well, they got him. They gave him money.
Yeah, they're still good.
Yeah, you get to get paid the Greek money.
They invested in them for a reason. Like, they're not shit players. They'll be used.
They just didn't like him.
They might not all get used, but I'm sure a majority of them will have a decent time.
It was so quickly after the transfer window.
It was like a week later. Yeah, the fucking Greek league, they'll be okay.
It wasn't enough time for like the results to like add up. Like, oh, this project isn't working. It was just more like, we didn't even care. Like,
I think it's obvious they just used them for these signings because these are good players. They're like, we wouldn't have got these without Carlos Carvajal.
Right.
But now they're all feeling betrayed. Strange times. Strange times.
That is a weird situation.
Jack Hacken wanted to know when Villas-Boas becomes the Porto president, will Daniel Souza of Arouca become the new coach of Porto? And you know what? I'm down for that.
Will Daniel Souza make...
You think all this election stuff is affecting the team?
I think it's affecting definitely Sergio Conceição's willingness to, like, stay on the team.
Yeah.
I think he would have done a lifetime contract at Porto, but now he's like, maybe I'll see something else, something different. He wanted Wood to win one more title, it seemed like, at least. Why else stay for this year?
Even from the beginning of the season, I think he was feeling like he wanted to leave.
Time was over.
Time's up. We need clarity from the top down, and that comes with Pinto da Costa leaving. Village Boas has to take over. It's the same thing with fucking Rui Costa. It's just the, like, it's a changing of the guard that needs to happen, and the club needs to just fucking figure out what they're doing. And join the 21st century.
Yeah. I understand, like, the loyalty to him because, like, wow.
Yeah.
What a fucking job he's done. It's insane. But it's time. It's definitely time.
What a job he's done. What a resume he's had. Maybe they'll finally build a women's team. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because the guy's a fucking misogynist.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This is a little preemptive because we got a lot of time on this, but... I'll be very sad to see the old Emperor Star Wars Emperor memes go away because we've been
electricity
those.
Out of his fingers.
Yeah, I mean.
And then Chris Fernandes on Twitter, he said, "Let's talk about the race for promotion in the second league. Santa Clara have been playing well, including their win today. Who do you think will get to the first division?"
He asked it in an interesting way. Who do you like to get into first division? But he meaning, who do we think will? Who do I like? Separate question. Who I want to get in? I want island teams. There's no island teams right now. I'd love at least one island team, and then a second team. Maybe I like...
No, fuck it. All three island teams. Santa Clara, Nacional, Marítimo. Bring them back up.
Growing up,
we don't want two Madeira teams. Like, we can handle just one.
Growing up, Leiria was always in the first division. I'd like Leiria to be up there, but they have no chance. Luck. No.
Santa Clara's doing great. I hope they win the league. They have some great players. They got a guy we know, Rafael Martins. He used to be in the first division. He was on Casapia last year.
Yeah.
He's killing it. That's a great signing for them. Safira is scoring a lot for Santa Clara.
I'll tell you what would be sad as hell.
They have a good team, man. I hope they finish first. I don't want to see this Avs team.
They're a new thing.
It's a new team.
They're
it's
like a B-sad.
AVS. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Probably being backed by the Qatar Fund or something like this. I mean, trying to like thing, but...
Their coach is George Costa, the famous Porto defender.
Well,
so I guess that's why they're doing so well.
Well, yeah, he takes a pretty penny.
You're the dragon.
Mean, yeah, and he pays all the refs, of course.
Oh,
I was going to say something much nicer.
You love him, what?
All things being equal, and let's say all the talent level is the same, wouldn't you play your ass off for George Costa?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. He's got the gara.
I want this guy to respect me, right? That's how it happens. And just a final talk on the second division. It would just be sad if fucking Belenenses went back down to three.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I've been thinking that too, yeah.
If they can just manage muster somehow, some points, just stay up in second another year.
And rebuild from there.
I don't know. I hope not.
At this point, it's like just fight for 15th place, like just out of the relegation.
Yeah,
it's going to be hard.
That and even Passos down there mid table, which is sad to see.
Belenenses, there's no shame in being in the second division, but don't go down to three. That's in Portugal. That's a death sentence.
Kiss of death. but yeah, stonk of the week. Who's the boy? The boy from Famalicão Sorriso. Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
There. One-timer, top shelf. Like to see that.
Beautiful first goal. They couldn't close it out. France got the goal at the end by Duarte.
Yep.
Crucial point for France.
Good point, of course. They haven't been doing too bad. They're doing mid-table. But I think our boy Rui Costa is out of the team. He doesn't get to play anymore.
No, we don't see him too much.
More Duarte.
Sad, sad times there.
A guy from Famalicão that I like a lot is Zaidu Youssef. Played very well.
I was recalling.
He was my man of the match for that game.
João Wonder.
Portuguese player.
Alvaro Pacheco.
Trincão? You want to do a coach?
I'll give it to you. Trincão do well.
I'd say someone on Sporting. They deserve it. Their first place. Trincão. My other options were Eduardo Quaresma, Daniel Berganza.
Charisma, I love you. We gave him to him a few weeks ago.
Pote. Pote's been doing well. I think he got a bunch of assists. Edu Trincão. Scored that first goal. He got that really nice assist for Jokeres.
The The Trink Man.
That's
Trink
how you man. Start a goleado.
That's how you start a goleado. Congratulations.
Okay.
All right. Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on social at Portugal_Corner on X, at the Portugal Corner on Insta. Join us on Patreon. Listen to us post game show. We're also on PAMA. We're on YouTube. Email us at PortugalCorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating and review. And we will see you next week. So long.